We continue with Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We're going to begin 5 lines from the bottom of the page. Amar of Chizda says, "Gemar of Chizda, Hashanah l'malcha Yisrael." That which we had taught previously, that Rosh Hashanah l'malchim begins Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So says the Gemara, this is only true l'malcha Yisrael. This is only true regarding Jewish kings. Aval malchi umas ha'olam. However, when it comes to kings of other nations, mitishrei maninan, we actually begin to count their reign from the month of Tishrei. And how do we know this is so? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Divrei Nechemya ben Chachalya vayi b'chodesh kislev shnas esrim," that the pasuk tells us that Nechemya is speaking in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year. And as we're going to see in a moment, the Gemara seems to assume that when it says the 20th year over here, it means 20th year of the beginning of the reign of Artachshasta. And it says, "Vayhi b'chodesh Nisan shnas esrin la'artachshasta." And the pasuk says, in the month of Nisan, the 20th year of the reign of Artachshasta. Midukoy b'kislev akari le'shnas esrim. So says the Gemara, since we find that an event which occurs in the month of Nisan is described as occurring in the 20th year of the reign of Artachshasta, v'koy b'Nisan v'koy le'shnas esrim. And another event which occurs in the month of Nisan is also called the 20th year, b'chlal de Rosh Hashanah lav Nisan. So this was clearly seemed to imply that Rosh Hashanah cannot be in the month of Nisan, because if that would be so, then the month of Nisan would already be the 21st year. So says the Gemara, since we are talking not about a Jewish king, this is not among Malchi Yisrael, but Artachshasta is among the Malchi Umas Olam. So therefore we see that it's not the month of Nisan, and Rav Chizda said it's in the month of Tishrei. So says Gemara, Bishlameheich, well, says Gemara, I don't know. Regarding the second pasuk that was quoted by the Gemara, Mefaresh Dilachashasta, so it clearly says in the pasuk that we are referring to the reign of Artachshasta. There's no question what the 20th year means over there. But however, the first pasuk that's mentioned over here, how do we know that's what it's talking about? After all, it just says the 20th year. Dilma, says the Gemara, and the top of the next Amud, Liminyan Achrinahu. Maybe it's talking about something else. Maybe it's a count of some other event. Summer of Papa. Papa says, Shnas Esrim L'Gzera Shava. So Papa says, no, we have Gzera Shava here connecting the pasuk which says 20th year, but the other pasuk says 20th year, Mahasam La'artachshasta, just like over there, it's referring to the 20th year since the beginning of the reign of Artachshasta, Afacha, so here as well, La'archashtasta. So over here, it's referring to the reign of Artachshasta. So then somewhere it says, well, Umimai demaisa de Kislev kazim. How do we know that the incident which was referred to over here as having taken place in the month of Kislev, how do we know that that came first? Dilmai demaisa de Nisan kazim. Maybe the event that occurred in the month of Nisan came first, in which case Nisan could actually be considered the beginning of the 20th year of the reign of Artachshasta, and the demaisa of Kislev would also still be in the 20th year. How do we know that the event of Kislev came first? So it says, Gemara lo sukkah daitach, this cannot be. The Tanya, because it says in a Braisa, Devarim sha'amar Hanani le Nechemya b'Kislev, things that Hanani said to Nechemya in Kislev, Amra Nechemya lemelech b'Nisan. So the Nechemya then went ahead and he said them to the king in the month of Nisan. In other words, the chronology over here is defined by Chazal. Chazal tells us that first Hanani spoke to Nechemya, and that occurred first in the month of Kislev, and then later, subsequently, after that, so Nechemya spoke to the king. So we cannot say that the events that occurred in Nisan preceded the event of Kislev, rather it has to be the other way around. So then the Gemara now continues, or actually the Braisa continues, and elaborates on these Devarim, these words that Hanani said to Nechemya. Devarim Shama Hanani Lechemya B'Kislev, what are these things that Hanani said to Nechemya and Kislev, Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Divi Nechemya ben Chachalya, the words of Nechemya ben Chachalya, Vayhi b'chodesh Kislev, it was in the month of Kislev, Shnas Esim, in the 20th year, Va'ani han yisi b'shushan habira, and I was in the city of Shushan, the capital. Vayavo Hanani echod me'achai, so Hanani, one of my brothers, came, Hu v'anashim Yehuda, he together with men from Yehuda, Ve'eshaleim, and I asked them, Al Yehudim ha'pleito ha'shenesh'aru menashevi va'al Yerushalayim. So I asked him to tell me about the Jews who had survived, who had remained from Shevi from captivity, and about Yerushalayim. Vayomru li, and they said to me, Hanisharim asher nasharu min Shvi sham bemedina bara gedola ubecherpa vechomas Yerushalayim before retzas usharaha nitzasu ba'esh. And they returned. They responded to me that the remaining ones, the plate of those who had remained in that captivity, are all in great pain and suffering and humiliation. The wall of Yerushalayim has been broken, and the gates of Yerushalayim have been set afire. And now continues the Braisa, Amr Nechemya Lamelech Menison. So Nechemya then went ahead and said these very dvarim to the Melech in Nisan. Shenemar, as it says, Vayihi b'chodesh Nisan. It was in the month of Nisan, Shnas Esrim La'at Tarchshasta, the 20th year of the reign of Tarchshasta. Hamelech Yayin Lefanov Esos Hayayin Ve'etna Lamelech V'lohayisi Ra Lefanov. So Nechemya describes that he comes before the king who had wine before him, and he holds the wine and gives it to him so as not to appear upset in his presence. Vayomli Amelech. So the king says, Madu panecha roim? Why do you look so upset? Bata incha chole? Are you sick? Ein zakim ra roa lev ira harbe miod. Obviously, there is something that is upsetting you very much in your heart. And he says, Nechemya says, I became very afraid. Va'omar Lamelech Amelech leolam yichya. So I said to the king, may the king live forever. Madua lo yeru panai asher hiir beis kivro savosai chareva ushareho uchluba esh. He says, why should I not be upset? Why should I not be depressed? The place of my ancestors' graves is in ruin and destruction, and its gates have been destroyed by fire. Vayomali amelech. So the king said to me, what is it that you're asking? So I prayed to Hashem, va'omar lamelech im alamelech tov im yitava avtochol lefanecho asher tishlacheni al Yehuda al yir kivros avosai ve'evnena. And I said to him, if it will please you, please allow me to go ahead and to return to Yehuda, to the city of my ancestors' grave, so I could rebuild it. Va'yomli amelech va'ashagel yosheves atzlo ad masai yehe b'malcho masai tashuv v'yitav lefnei amelech v'yishlacheni ve'etno lo zman. So the king said to me, with those who sat beside him, when will you go and when will you return? And it pleased the king, and he sent me, and I told him when I would return. So we hear the Braisa, essentially, this is the conclusion of the Braisa, shows us how that which Hanani said to Nechemya in the month of Kislev was repeated to the king in the month of Nisan. And when we continue, when we learn next, we will continue over here and see how the Gemara challenges this opinion of Rav Chisda.